I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day before we get to the closing remarks. Hey, Steve, we had some more would you rathers. I know you were irritated by the Airbnb and the Father's Day.
Yeah, it really bothered me because I've been thinking about that Airbnb, and I'm not offended by people who use it or offer it.
Right.
I think it's a great business model, and it works out for a lot of people. But absolutely, I'm not going on no trip and stay somewhere at somebody's house, and it ain't like my house.
Oh, okay.
I'm not in here. Who know how to cut on this washing machine? I'm not finna be in here trying to figure this out. Y'all ain't got no buttons over these blinds?
It's manual.
Yes, it's just a regular house, Steve. It's not a mansion.
Yeah, see, I'm not finna be in here.
They have mansions.
About that ocean.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They have mansions. Mm-hmm. You can, whatever your budget is.
But
yeah,
let me
but don't.
Would you put your house up for Airbnb?
I thought about that.
Hell no. You know how hard it'd be to get them people out of there?
It's nice, man.
What is this right here?
All right. Would you rather sushi from a grocery store?
Hey, man, your sauna ain't got no rocks in it.
I know.
It's infrared. What is that?
All right, we're moving on, Steve. Would you rather sushi from a grocery store or would you rather fried chicken from a gas station?
Ooh-wee, huh?
Sushi from a grocery store.
Yeah, I'm going to get that fried chicken from a gas station. I'm not getting sushi nowhere but a sushi restaurant.
I think that's a good,
first
smart
of all,
answer right there.
The person that's at the grocery store has to be
sushi.
Japanese. You have to be Japanese.
Yeah, they have.
You can't be back
that's
there.
That's what it is.
Okay. So if they are, you still wouldn't get it at the grocery store?
I had to see. I had to stand there for a while and watch because I know what it's supposed to do. I know how it looked.
Okay. All right. Junior?
You know, and if that Japanese guy speaks fluent English, I'm not going to watch. Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? What's happening? You making this sushi?
You want the yellowtail today?
No, I'm not going. I'm not.
Or the eel.
If your English is fluent, I'm not eating this. No.
All right.
Every sushi place I've been to, the Japanese person can't hardly talk to you.
Language barrier.
Hey, Steve, what's going on? You been doing all right?
Hey, Steve, what's going on, man? You been doing all right? Your team, is your team doing well in the playoffs? Come on, baby, get your coat. Let's go.
Get your coat.
Baby, get your coat. We out.
You know, we're not eating that sushi in here.
Oh, man.
All right.
I went into a spot that they said sells sushi years ago in Atlanta. I walked in. It was two black dudes behind the counter. I pointed them out and said, "Nah, y'all know this ain't right." Oh, come on, Steve. Oh, come on, Steve. We know what we doing. Nah, we've been trained. Nah, bro. Nah, I'm out. You already know. You in here cutting raw fish. Stop, dog.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Steve, you ain't going to eat here. You know good and hell well I'm not fit to eat here. I'm not fish.
You, all right. Would you rather huge iguanas on the golf course or would you rather snakes by the lake?
Ooh.
Okay.
I'm going to take them iguanas on the golf course.
Yeah.
Snakes ain't nothing to play with.
No. We know your response, Carla.
Never snakes. Never.
Yeah, everything can get some of this golf club, but it's hard to hit a snake with a golf club.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Month-long vacation without sex. A month-long vacation without sex. Or would you rather sex four times a day? Interesting.
Four times a day. What is we doing here?
It's exhausting.
Hey, baby, you're not hungry. We got
here's money. Go shopping.
Oh, man.
So a month-long without sex, or you want to have sex four times a day. Which one would you rather?
I would love to have B.
A month-long without?
No.
No, B is four times a day.
See what that's like again.
What's the issue?
I've done it before, but it's been years. It has been years.
In your 20s?
Woo, 20s. I had no limit.
Four?
Jack Rabbit Johnson. Ladies and gentlemen, here Devil. I be spinning like that cartoon on Bugs Bunny. Stop and just, there I am. Spin down to the hall.
All right. Would you rather, last one, guys. Think about this one. Would you rather butt dial your wife while you're talking about her? Or would you rather send your wife a text that wasn't meant for her? Both of those are
rough. I'm talking about it because I've never talked about my wife negatively to anyone.
Oh, okay.
I don't do that.
Okay, that's good.
I don't care if we was arguing.
Smart man.
No, I don't talk about my wife negatively to nobody because I don't want your opinion about her.
Right.
And I'm not going to let you say nothing about her, so what? I ain't no need of me bringing it up.
Right. Exactly.
Man, my wife a trip. Yeah, she is. No way. Hold up, man. What you mean? Yeah, she is.
All right. We got to go, Steve. On that note, it's a good note to go on.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.